Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2041. How I Lost $1,500 and Kept Smiling by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. How I Lost $1,500 and Kept Smiling by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. I learned a real lesson about the power of a positive mindset a year ago, and all it took was one small decision that ended up making a big difference. In November of 2013, I decided to get rid of stuff by selling valuable items that were sitting unused and undesired. What I chose to discard in that instance was gold jewelry and precious stones, about 2 ounces of it. None of the rings and chains I was getting rid of I cared for, so it was an easy thing to do. The value I was expecting in selling it? About 2,000 Canadian dollars. I chose a reputable Canadian company I selected from a few options I found online. The Better Business Bureau rating and customer reviews were good, and they've been in business for some time. I entered my information online and received a package the following week. Following instructions, I mailed the jewelry to the buyer via regular post and waited. Now, I must admit, I was leery about sending it without using priority or insured mail. But again, I wanted to follow the instructions provided to the letter. Hindsight is always 20/20, but I should likely have followed my gut on this one and taken extra precautions. Then the waiting game began. Over a month went by and nothing. So I called the buyer. I was assured that these delays from Canada Post happen and that I should be patient. I waited about another month, during which the owner of the buying organization and I exchanged a few phone calls. From the owner's perspective, a package not making it to its destination was unusual, but it had occurred once before in the last 3 years. After much discussion, we agreed to wait one more month, and if the package didn't arrive, the owner would pay me $500 for my loss. He would be out of pocket after receiving nothing, and I would get a fraction of what I was owed were the transaction successful. One more month passed. Nothing. The curious thing was the way I viewed the situation. I was not upset. I decided to get rid of this jewelry, period. I was no longer attached to these possessions, and I could do much better things with the money. That decision was important in itself. And what was more important still was that I was letting go of it regardless of what I would receive in return. Sure, I was expecting about $2,000, but I was not counting on it. That made all the difference in the world for me. I felt that anything I received for the gold would be a bonus. It was value that was just sitting there in my jewelry box, unused, for years. The presence of it in my home was a weight, and getting rid of it was a relief in and of itself. So, what happened? In the end, I did receive and successfully deposit the $500 from this company, with the understanding that if the jewelry did arrive at some point, I would be compensated for the remaining value. One could easily think that I'm being taken for a ride. That I'm being taken advantage of. In the past, that would be my feeling, and I likely would have taken greater steps to right the situation. I wouldn't trust the people involved. I have to admit, I'm a bit amazed at my reaction. It's a great feeling, and one I hope I have for any such potential disappointment in the future. Why did it work? Why was this experience so different from others I'd had in the past? And most importantly, how do I make sure I feel this way again? The source of my peace with the situation is that I imagined sending the jewelry and receiving nothing in return. Would I still send the package if that were the case? Yes. So I'd imagined my reaction to the proverbial glass being not just half empty, but containing not a single drop. I valued not having to worry about having that jewelry in my life anymore, and enough to get rid of it, even if I didn't receive any compensation for it. The difference I received, if any, would be a bonus. Therefore, it was. There was no point in focusing on what I might lose. Less than a year later, I had the opportunity to apply the same type of thinking again. Our 3-year-old LG washing machine went on the fritz. It would no longer power on. My husband took it apart, determined what was wrong with it, only to find that parts, a circuit board in this case, were no longer available for this model after only 3 years. Believe it or not, that was a real blessing in disguise because we thought we would have to replace the washing machine with a new model. That was $700 we weren't expecting to spend. That mindset resulted in my delight later that day when my husband found we were able to use a workaround to address the issue by unplugging the machine after every load. So instead of being upset by the inconvenience, I felt lucky and relieved that all I needed to do was unplug and plug in order to do a load of laundry. Do I feel inconvenienced? No. Am I going to dwell on the fact that I have this extra step to complete every time I want to do a load of laundry? Absolutely not. In fact, I hope I have to take that extra step for years because that means our washer is still working and that no action is required. You just listened to the post titled How I Lost $1,500 and Kept Smiling by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think there's a lot of freedom that comes with not being too attached to material possessions and being able to tolerate what most would call an inconvenience. But it does require a mindset shift. One way I've done this is to practice gratitude for what I do have and to laugh at myself whenever I start to frame minor inconveniences as a hardship. Cooking my own meals is not a hardship. Not having the newest iPhone or driving my older car that cost me $6,000 cash, it's not a hardship. When I see my consumerist conditioning pop up, I often laugh at myself and say something like, "Sounds like a first world problem."
For example, since I got my car, the button on my key fob to pop my trunk has never worked. I guess I could pay to get this fixed, but is it really that much trouble for me to pop the trunk from the button inside the car? This is an example of a first world problem that would have troubled me in the past. I think when you operate from the assumption that the best things in life are free, it's a lot easier to laugh off these kinds of inconveniences. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.